We're learning Shabbat Ravadi Yosef, we're in Shabbat Ravadi Chavidat, Chelek Dalet, Siman Chet. He wants to know, can someone wearing short sleeves be a chazan? Someone wearing a short sleeve shirt be a chazan, we'll get the shorts later, but a short sleeve shirt, can he be a chazan? The Gemara in Brachot Daf Lamed, Gemara in Shabbat Daf Yud, right? That Amoraim used to get dressed up fancy. More fancy, less fancy, the shoes, jackets, whatever it was. Why? For tefillah? He kon likrat elokecha Yisrael, you should be prepared. They should wear something that's not the same. The Rambam writes, "The mitpalel tzarich siyeh taken malbushav tchila." Tikkun hamalbush is something. What exactly does that mean? Tikkun hamalbush. So he doesn't exactly define. V'yahader asmol lifnei tchila should be mehudar. Shneimar yistachavu l'Hashem behadrat kodesh. And therefore, l'vichach v'yamod adam mitpalel l'berosh megule. You don't have your head uncovered. Your head needs to be covered for tchila. V'lo b'raglayim megulot. Not barefoot. Not appropriate. If in your place that you wear shoes when you show up in front of someone important, so then you can't show, you have to show up in shoes and shul also. I guess it depends where you live, right? His issue was, it depends where you live. It might be more kavod to take off your shoes, depending on where you find yourself. But you have to wear something. The demands aren't exactly very clear. Tikkun malbush. Whatever it is, I remember one of my rabbanim pointed out, at least, you know, whatever it is, do something to be mitakin. Whatever it is, you have between you and him. Something is to be mitukan. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, tefillah is just like a korban. So just like the Kohanim had special clothes for tefillah, we should be dressed nicely for tefillah. But not everyone can afford that. He says, mikol makom, what's the bare minimum? Interesting. You should have michnasayim nekiyot miuchadot, clean pants. You should have clean pants for tefillah. Okay, that seems to be the standard clean the minimum standard, clean pants. Now the Rama points out, for the chazan, we have a little bit of a higher standard. What do you have a chazan? Is a shochet. The chazan is a shochet. He's a rabbi. He's a shochet. He does all the ritual stuff. That's what he does. He's a chazan. So then he's not allowed to be chazan when he's wearing all the clothing that he's wearing for shechita. That's full of blood and guts and smells and it's yucky. And he writes, you can fire him. You can't show up a chazan when you're dressed like, you smell like a beit shechita. That's not acceptable. Mara Mintz adds on, the chazan has to have special clean clothes. He's the one who's leading the tefillah. His standard should be higher. Okay, but so far we haven't given a gedder. What's the gedder of what yes and what no? So the Gemara Megillah and the Mishnah Megillah says, Pocheyach, Teivav Chet Chet, Aval Bishapuret al Shmai no Koreba Torah, Veino Ver Lifnei Tefillah. So what can he do, this pocheach? We'll discuss what he means in a minute. He can answer kadif and kedusha, but he can't read the Torah or be chazan. Meaning things he needs to do for himself, okay. Things he needs to do for others, no. So what's pocheach, Rashi says? Shekra'av megulot. His legs are uncovered. He's wearing shorts. He's wearing shorts. Kra'av. You have to say, what part of the leg is megule? Okay. Fine, but part of his legs are uncovered. And he can't. But the Rif says, no, it's not about the legs. The Rif says, Begadav kruim, Vizreotav megulot. He's wearing a tank top. Kruim, it sounds like it's not, a tank top is not karua. And the question is, what's the focus? Is that he has Begadav kruim? He's wearing ripped clothes to shul? To be chazan. Meaning, I would tell you if you're completely covered and you have ripped clothes, I don't think that's right either. But he says, Vizreotav megulot. And the Rambam writes, Misek teifav megulot. That's how he writes this. His shoulders are uncovered. Okay, so he can't be chazan. Yeah, so what do we do in the end? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Pocheyach, Vehu, Misa Begadav, Kurim Vizrootav Megulot. The Shulchan Aruch adopts the Zrootav Megulot, that the arms are uncovered like Rashi's. Okay, so what is Zroot? What's your Zroa? How much of your arm needs to be uncovered? My hands are uncovered. Can I not be chazan? So he says, up to the elbow. We know from elsewhere in Halakha, that above the elbow is considered to be makom mechuse. Meaning, if you start playing with your arms above your elbow, you have to wash your hands again for tefillah. It's considered to be a place that's covered. Meaning, if you touch a place that's covered during tefillah, you need to do nitzilat yadayim again. The Ben Yishchai writes, okay, but not when you're putting on tefillin. And the part, meaning, when you're putting on tefillin, so you vedavka pull up your sleeve, so that's not a place that's supposed to be mechuse. So not tefillin. Someone asked me recently about that. Not tefillin. But anything above the elbow is considered to be makom mechuse. And he says, therefore, Rav Avadi concludes, depends on your short sleeves. Short sleeves that reaches the elbow, that's fine. Short sleeve that doesn't reach the elbow, So that's a problem. Our practice here is if you have short sleeves, you put on a talit, we're not going to start measuring everyone's sleeve length. It's an issue of kavod hatzibur, and so we do it. But technically speaking, he says if it reaches the elbow, with the elbow, without the elbow, they talk about this when it comes to, you know, school guidelines, with the elbow, above the elbow. If it reaches the elbow, that's considered to be enough. Now, Rav Avadya Hadaya, in the Tshuvat Yaskil Avdi, he says no. He says, afilu, if it's up to the elbow, not at all. Why? He says, it's not just up to the arm. Why? Ela kol she'en gufo mechuse karaui kederech kol bnei adam, harei ze bichol pucheyach. It's not respectful to wear short sleeves. Okay? She'en ze kavod hatzibur. Sheharei, why not? Ein derech la'amod bifnei gedolim bechutza shel chatzi shavul. You don't wear short sleeves, and you're going to meet the president. Ela ufsimu la'me'il. You wear a jacket on top, so you can't see that you're wearing short sleeves. Right? Even though when you do it with your friends, not when you go to meet the president, you do. So immediately I'm thinking to myself, okay, when did he write this? He's living in Israel. When? So in the next one, he says, he adds in, Afal b'sheyes chavrei kneset v'anshei tzibur, so by Mr. Williams, in Israel it's common. Meaning, I don't think you'd ever see a senator stand up in Congress without a jacket and tie on. You know, they had the confirmation hearings. They're all dressed. In Israel, there's a Chavrei Knesset there. I've seen with short sleeves. It happens. So you'll tell me, they're standing in front of the Nasir that way. They do. Meaning, they come to the cabinet meeting with the prime minister in short sleeves. That's common in Israel. You won't see that ever here, but in Israel, it's common. He goes, yeah, no. He says, no, it's wrong. Don't do it. He thinks it's wrong. And then he says, not only the Chazan, but even the people in Shul. So Rav Avadya points out, he goes, oh, hold on. First of all, why the people in Shul? The Mishnah already differentiated between the Chazan and the people in Shul, that we have a higher standard for the Chazan and the people in Shul. Secondly, he says, you didn't bring proof that's for the bottom part of the arm. Just for the top part, that's an issue. He says, no, we assume that he says, and he writes, V'chen aminav pasut, should be mea kait shaloatim, in the summer when it's hot, or in Florida all year round, harbet poalim, a lot of people wearing short sleeves. That's normal, and they come to tefillah, nobody says anything. Not to be chazan, fine, but you're going to tell the whole sibur, that's crazy. He says, we don't do that. The kakpada is only in the chazan, the kakpada is only for the chazan, that his sleeves need to reach the elbow and not above. The talit is just to cover yourself. Consider to be kavod sibur. Yeah, they have in the morgue also. In the morgue, you go, you want to deal with them, they have these like sleeves you put on also. To me, it strikes me as strange. When you deal with a dead person, they have these sleeves also, like a butcher shop. They have these also.
I was telling you this, my son, when he was in high school, and he went to see the Pankalik for Bacha, he told him, he had no sleeves. The Pankalik told him,
okay. Okay. I mean, technically it's okay. He doesn't want you to be chazan. Fine. What about shorts? What about shorts? So he has less issues with shorts. He says for chazan, chazan cannot wear shorts. But what about somebody just praying on their own? He says as long as you don't touch your legs, it's okay. Now, I'm not okay. Meaning it's the same thing as the sleeves. Meaning if. It's acceptable to wear a short sleeve, even though the part of the body that needs to be covered is exposed, as long as you don't touch it. So too with the legs. As long as the part of the body, as long as you don't touch it, so that would be acceptable. Again, somebody pointed out, but you don't see Talmidei Chachamim dressing like this. You don't see people doing this, so it's acceptable. Meaning someone has to, it's fine. We certainly should say it's technically permissible, but it's always better. It's not the Hikon Nikrat Elokecha Yisrael in the same degree. You know, what are you gonna, but technically it's permissible. I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice. So what are you going to do? Not say tefillah? So he says, no. Technically it's acceptable. As long as the chazan is wearing pants and has sleeves to his elbows, then it's technically acceptable to be over lifnei hateva.